What's this podcast called?
Sepsister from Planet Weird.
Podcast from Planet Weird.
Oh.
Luck of the Irish. More like Freak Me in the Eyeballs.
I love this movie.
No!
I told you not to bring up prom in this episode.
Oh, you
want to
talk about prom, Mama?
Drama Kaflama, baby.
I was nominated for Winnable.
God damn it,
King.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
This is episode 266 of Podcast from Planet Weird. How the hell are you?
Hello. Hello, world.
This is Sarah, and over there is Juan.
Hello.
And together we make up Podcast from Planet Weird with our forces combined.
How in the shape of a bucket.
Anyways, yeah, this is Podcast from Planet Weird, a little show where we dive into those movies from the 90s and 2000s, back in the day, the ones you go, oh yeah, I remember seeing that.
Or, I thought that was fake.
I thought I dreamt that.
Was I not the one making that up in my head?
I thought that was a Disney movie. You're telling me that was some weird Fox animation movie?
Wasn't that some knockoff of a knockoff? Found out the swamp me?
We're going to be talking about Ferngully today.
Ferngully.
But before we do that, Juan, tell us how you are.
Hi, I'm great. Definitely did not have a weird day. I'm fine. I've had a really long day, but I'm fine. Just don't ask me about it. People that go like that, like...
I just don't want to talk about it.
I just don't want to talk about it. Don't ask me about my day. I've had a long day. Just don't ask me about it. You want to get into Ferngully and saving the trees?
I would love to get into Ferngully, but first, let me just remind you that, Planet Weird Awards, the awards episode will drop on Sunday, March 27th, because the votes are in, baby. You voted. Now you're going to come listen to the results, the answers, the winners.
Who was it?
And
who could have won?
Who's going to cry?
Who's going to go, you didn't know it till it was you?
But yes, you have to subscribe to our Patreon.
Speaking of which,
we just got a notification. But Patreon, $5 and or no, $10 and up will get you that bonus episode for the month, which this month is the Planet Weird Awards. Next month we have a fun one coming up.
I don't see anything.
I see it right there.
I keep looking at the game.
Use your phone as a mirror. We recorded the bonus episode for April recently. I'll edit that. I'll work on that. That'll come out next month. And then after that, the Patreon voters will decide. Y'all will be voting. If you're in that monthly bonus episode tier, you'll vote on what should we do next. Should we do a commentary? Should we do a Q&A? Should we do an album review? You decide. So join the fun on our Patreon, and you can do that at the link below. And now, Juan, we will get into Ferngully.
No offense, but I think that's just my skin.
Ferngully, The Last Rainforest, is a 1992 animated musical fantasy film directed by Bill Croyer and scripted by Jim Cox. Adapted from the book of the same name by Diana Young, the film is an Australian R&R and American.
What's that?
American. Venture produced by Croyer Films Inc.
Queer?
And other production companies, including 20th Century Fox. The film stars the voices of Tim Curry, Samantha Mathis, Christian Slater, Jonathan Ward, Robin Williams, and Grace Zabriskie. The movie is set in an Australian rainforest inhabited by fairies, including Krista, who accidentally shrinks a young logger named Zack, no C.
It's just Zick.
It's Z-A-K. To the size of a fairy. Together, they rally the fairies and the animals of the rainforest to protect their home from the loggers and Hexus, a malevolent pollution entity. Wayne Young, the film's producer, said the film was blatantly environmental, though made an effort to avoid preaching.
Wait, what?
they said, yes, it's environmental, but we tried not to make it be, like, so in your face, like...
The monster was literally pollution, and the villains were deforestation.
They said we made an effort to not be preachy. Does that mean it's not preachy? Who's to say?
Who's to say? Why do people call movies preachy when it's just stating, like, the obvious of, like, hey, this is bad. Like, this is kind of bad.
The director of this film, Bill Croyer, also worked on other stuff. Not as a director, but, like, animation stuff, like Rugrats in Paris, CG animation director.
Okay.
We love that. Mm-hmm. Flintstones and Viva Rock Vegas.
You know,
also did some
I love.
CG animation for that. Jetsons the movie. Tron. Ever heard of Tron?
Ever heard of Tron?
He did the production storyboards and computer image choreography for Tron.
Okay.
So those are just some things.
Okay, work, mama.
So this was based on a book. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know this to me.
Friendly.
I did not know that this was based on
I didn't know it was based on a book.
Based on a book?
I didn't know it was Australian.
I don't think I did either until I read this yesterday.
It does make sense because there are kangaroos.
So,
and some Komodo dragons.
Weirdly, it came out April 10th, 1992 in North America. But in Australia, it came out August 27th, 1992.
So later?
Later, months later.
I have
to wonder what that's about.
Was there drama in Australia at the time? Was Australia in the middle of, like, a conflict?
The budget was $24 million. What do you think the box office was?
$24 million? Okay, I'm going to say 20.
Okay, it was $32.7 million.
Okay, so not shit, but not the best. I think people like to double their funds. Double their profit.
Yes. The film was released to mainly positive reviews and was also generally considered a moderate financial success.
Moderate?
At the box office and in home video sales.
Home video is when it soared, baby. You know those VHS cassettes cost at least $15.
Speaking of VHS cassette, in 1998, there was a direct-to-video sequel, Ferngully 2, The Magical Rescue. None of the original cast returned.
As one would believe.
I don't know.
As a direct-to-DVD or VHS cassette sequel would lend itself to do. Except for the Arthur and the Invisible sequels, which apparently the whole fucking cast came back.
Oh yeah, we did see that.
Can we do those movies?
They had nothing to do. All of them?
Yeah, I want to do all of them.
Looks like the second one is dealing with poachers.
Who are they poaching?
The Pips and the Beetle Boys.
The Peter Pipers and the Beetleborgs?
Batty warned that human poachers are right behind him. These poachers show up with their dogs and capture the three baby animals. Okay, so some baby animals?
Not the babies.
Anyways.
Why do poachers always take babies? Take the old ones that are about to die. They're gonna die.
So, as we said, Tim Curry is in this. He plays the entity, the evil pollution entity. Hexes.
Hexes are my exes.
Yes. Tim Curry showed up. He sings a song. It sounded very Rocky Horror. We were like, okay.
Tim Curry sings a song?
Yeah, he sings. You must have been asleep. Robin Williams is
plays
in here.
Baddie.
He plays Baddie. This was actually right before Aladdin. I think they came out in the same year. And T. What's his face? What's that fucking bitch's name? Who was the Disney president at the time?
John Lasseter.
I'm sorry, no. The chairman of Walt Disney Studios, Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Oh, the Katzen bitch.
Tried to force Robin Williams to withdraw from Ferngully on the grounds he did not want him voicing two animated characters around the same time. But Robin Williams said, no.
This is for the freaking children.
This is for the kids. They love Batty, and I am Batty. I'm a little Batty.
I'm a bad Batty.
So, fuck Jeffrey Katzenberg trying to be like, actually, that's just not good.
Jeffrey Katzenberg also was the guy who, like, didn't let Treasure Planet happen until way later.
Is that true?
Yeah. Okay. Jeffrey Katzenberg actually was, like, a kind of a bitch, I think, is what I heard from. What I heard from the gang, from my crew, from my posse. And by posse, I mean a documentary I watched once.
Mm-hmm.
Do I remember what the documentary was? Don't, no, so don't ask me.
Okay. Oh, he was also one of the... He was the founder of Quibi. Quibi, go fuck yourself. Isn't Quibi with dead? Quibi. Yes.
Michael Fastenburgers. What's his last name? Michael Fastenburgers. That's his name, right?
Jeffrey Katzenberg.
Jeffrey Katzenbergers started COVID because he needed Quibi to be a success because people were going to be on their phones. On their phones. He said, Sasha Velour, you are the one for me. I'm going to put your documentary, your little show, your little nightgowns, night terrors, whatever the hell it was, on my Quibi. Quibi.
So fucking stupid. I just remember those commercials, those ads. Like, they'd be like, oh, it'll be done in a Quibi. Like, they were trying to make Quibi in a fraction of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a word for an amount of time. And I'm like, you can't just make up things like that.
Guys, I'm gonna get it done in a Quibi.
Get it done in a Quibi. What if we started saying that?
Sarah, can we say
that? At work.
I'll get it done in a Quibi. Don't worry about it.
Hey, can you do this? Yeah, it'll be done in a Quibi. For sure.
You're like, what? A Quickie?
I remember they put the new Reno 911 on there. They did, like, a new show on Quibi. I'm like, well, how the fuck am I supposed to watch that?
I'm not gonna download Quibi.
And now I can't even watch it now. Because Quibi doesn't exist anymore.
But now it has its own thing. Reno 911 has its own.
They do. They have the defunded one. No, it's on the Roku channel. Which I think you can watch just online. No, you don't have a Roku. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, so fuck Jeffrey Katzenberg for pulling that shit. Trying to get Robin Williams out of here. And then we also have, Samantha Mathis, or Mathis, plays Krista. And she's been in many a things.
I can't tell you what.
Remember the Super Mario Brothers movie? She was in that.
Yeah.
American Psycho.
Definitely saw it.
Heard of it.
Not a red flag movie at all.
Uh-huh. Pump Up the Volume, the movie with Christian Slater, who's also in this movie.
Yeah, Pump Up the Volume.
And she was also on The Strain and the show Billions. So, like, working.
The Strain, the COVID strains that Jeffrey Katzenberger created for Quibi to be a flop.
So then Christian Slater plays Pips.
The man.
The man pixie. The man fairy who's shirtless. Who I think that Pips was in love with Zach. I think there was something there.
Some may say.
There's other people in this movie. Cheech and Chong play Stump and Root.
How did they get these people to play such little parts?
Pamela Adlon plays Fairy Number.
I thought you were going to say Anderson.
But Pamela Adlon, you know her, you love her because she was Spinelli.
Oh, she's the one. And she's the one.
Bobby Hill.
Yes.
And now she's on, what's that show called? Better Things.
I love Pamela Adlon. She's really great.
Yes.
I think she's a really good person, too. Like, I think I've seen movies of her, and she's like...
Love her daughter. Her daughter is the gay one from Blockers.
We stay winning.
We love that movie. So she plays Fairy Number 2, a small part. A lot of these people just have numbers next to them. Tone Loke plays Goanna, who is the, like, iguana lizard-looking thing, who does the song. The moment he spoke, I had not looked at the cast list.
You said fag.
No, the moment he was singing and it was that voice, I said, did they get motherfucking Tone Loke in this movie? Because there is no one else that could be. That is that funky cold Medina bitch himself.
Who is Tone Loke?
Tone Loke.
Show me a pic. Oh my god.
What? I don't know. I love that this IMDb picture
Why is it him with a broken arm? At the
premiere
arm?
For Titan A.E. What a throwback. It has his arm in a cast and sling.
And he's just going.
And he's pointing at the
camera. Like, literally this. This is the picture of him.
What a photo. Anyways, so that's the cast. I read up earlier on how the movie came to be. One of the producers, Wayne Young, his former wife, Diana Young, wrote that story, and they had been working to get it made into a movie for years.
Mm-hmm.
And what movie came out in 1989 that made computer animation big again?
Tron.
That's right. It was The Little Mermaid. So because of that, like, animation had, like, this resurgence. Wait, what? Yes.
Computer animation?
Yeah.
And The Little Mermaid?
Which, animation.
Oh, just period.
Hand-drawn, whatever. This says hand-drawn scenes in the film were complemented by computer animation, which was used to create elements such as flocks of birds.
And the machine.
That would have taken much longer to animate traditionally.
Wow. Cowards.
Most of the film's $24 million budget was spent on the animation and the soundtrack.
The soundtrack does have some bops in there. I'm not going to lie. The soundtrack does got a little bop.
As I said, Robin Williams' first animation role.
And not his last.
And not his last. Even though Jeffrey Katzenberg said.
No. It. Jeffrey Katzenberg tried to do the kind of Jurassic Park. No.
Yeah, this soundtrack has a song by Elton John.
What?
At the end, it says Some Other World by Elton
John. Oh, yeah.
The Tone Loc song was written by Jimmy Buffett and someone else. Wild.
Okay.
The first song that opens the movie, it sounded just like the song at the end of George of the Jungle that goes, Dada, Dada. And I felt that energy. I said, this sounds just like that style. And it's by Johnny Clegg, who sings De La.
So what about that?
And written by Thomas Dolby, who is...
Past.
She blinded me with science.
Oh, not past.
But the score was done by Alan Silvestri. We know him, we love him. Back to the Future, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, among other movies.
Okay.
Did a great job there. When this came out, we talked about the box office. Did okay. Roger Ebert.
Oh. Oh.
Gave the movie 3 out of 4 stars, saying the film was visually very pleasing, told a useful lesson, and although the movie is not a masterpiece, it is pleasant to watch for its humor and sweetness.
I do have to agree with Mr. Ebert on this one.
Fuck you. This says, according to Wayne Young, the producer, Jeffrey Katzenberg called the producers of Ferngully to tell them that he loved the film. Go fuck yourself. You didn't even want Robin Williams in this movie.
Not him pulling the, I don't give a shit about you or your stupid little movie. Fuck you, you took Robin Williams with me. Becomes a little bit of a success. Guys, you guys did amazing. I always believed in you. You guys did the best. You're rocking it. Kill it out there. What a
little Wayne Young, producer, said that portion of the film's gross would be donated to Greenpeace, the Rainforest Foundation Fund, and the Sierra Club, as well as
Never Dead,
a special fund benefiting environmental projects worldwide that was administered by the Smithsonian Institution. Though he did not disclose exact figures. I'm sure they donated something. I have to believe.
I want to believe.
So this is a Fox movie, but reminder because now that Disney owns Fox, technically.
It's a Disney movie! Does that mean that...
Wait, what's your name?
Even though Jeffrey Katzenberg would hate that this is a Disney film, but whatever.
Do you think... Does that mean that Chris is a Disney princess now?
You know.
Earlier, when we were talking about this movie, you said, it's just Avatar.
Mama, this is Avatar.
And people have pointed out that...
This is Avatar.
That James Cameron...
Stole this!
Plagiarized thematic and plot elements from Ferngully.
Let's talk... And I do talk about it. I do mention it. I wrote them in my notes, which...
Oh, I think I was supposed to get reviews.
Yeah, you were.
We were just fuming. Absolutely fuming.
You guys could not... We're not going to talk about it. Maybe we will.
No, we're not talking about it.
We were absolutely fuming. You could not believe the day we had, both of us. We were fuming. Fume!
Anyways. Anyways, trivia for this movie. The forest depicted in the movie was based on Australia's rainforests. The cartoonists who worked on this movie spent time in the real rainforest to help inspire their drawings.
You got malaria.
They had to go outside, imagine.
I could not believe.
Those indoor animators?
Had never stepped foot outside.
Pale as can be.
They went out into the Australian outback. The jungle. I didn't even know Australia had a jungle. I could believe it. I didn't know. Could you imagine going out there? Gets eaten by a, what are those things called? A dingo?
That's a what dingo is took weird. Them. This points out that there's no Australian accents in the film. None of the humans.
You would think that they would put like a dingo. They have kangaroos. That's the most Australian that it gets.
I don't know.
Not even a little wah 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 wah. A didgeridoo.
The original lyrics to the movie's song Toxic Love, performed by Tim Curry, had obvious sexual themes and implications. And various verses from the original song were cut or rewritten to make the song more appropriate for a family movie.
Could you imagine listening to that and Tim Curry being like, I'm gonna rub oil all over your body?
This was Elton John's, Sir Elton John's. Sir Elton John's first involvement in an animated feature film.
And his last.
You're welcome, Lion King. He would later go
in
on
the
to go work on the Lion King.
All right. Did he write The Circle of Life?
Probably. I think he wrote on that whole soundtrack. I just know he sings, can you feel the
love tonight? That should be our karaoke song.
It's just too slow. Give me something upbeat.
Okay.
Ooh, I love the way they went all out with this. This is keeping with the environmental theme. The film's poster was printed on recycled paper and merchandise used environmentally conscious packaging.
Okay.
Very coolly. Y'all should call Amazon. Give them some pointers.
Sweetie, you use so much cardboard and paper and plastic. Let's change that. They really do, huh? It's really just fucking plastic, fucking cardboard. Some paper. You know how many? You know all the shit that, you know this stuff that we ordered?
Yeah.
Boxes. Cardboard. Boxes. You think if I just burn it, it'll be environmentally safe?
You mentioned kangaroos. The only connection to Australia from which the rainforests were the kangaroos, cassowary, and the platypus. You can hear galas and other birds in the background noise.
How am I supposed to know what a gala is?
Gala. Do you hear them? I barely know her. Also, this movie is dedicated for our children and our children's children.
Guess what?
Whoever made this
really was hopeful for the future.
This was, yeah, like, get them in office.
Like, they really wanted to try something here.
They were really doing it. They really thought
they made a difference.
And maybe they did. Because a lot of people seem to really remember this as like a big environmental movie. But what's your history with this film, Juan?
I've never seen it. Every time it's on a streaming service, I always go, that looks fake. I'm not going to watch that.
Wait. I just remembered. So speaking of Amazon, this movie isn't on Amazon right now.
Guess why?
Digitally, it's not.
I wonder why.
Is it because the ideals conflict?
Amazon said, if people get a hold of this movie,
we're done.
They will fucking riot in the street.
We are done.
It's over for me, Barbara.
Pack it up.
Literally, pack it up.
Yeah.
It's over. Should I get a job at Amazon?
It was to take them down from the inside.
And take them down from the inside.
It was only available to rent on iTunes. And I didn't check like YouTube or anything. But it wasn't on Amazon.
It's definitely on streaming services, though, because when I go,
I'm sure maybe sometimes it's on streaming, but like for right now, currently, it's not available to watch digitally on Amazon. You can buy a DVD.
Yeah, because they'll ship it to you in their cardboard and plastic.
Okay. Anyways, so you
have never seen this. I've never seen this.
No. Did you hear about it growing up?
No.
Okay, for me, I think I've seen this when I was little. But okay, so like, remember when we watched Anastasia? I was like, I get this and the other movie with the bat confused.
Yeah, this was not fun.
Both have these fucking bats. Okay, but why? Maybe I'm thinking of Ferngully 2. I swear, there's a trailer where someone says "Great Balls of Fire." It didn't say it in this movie.
I think there's another movie with a bat that you might be missing. Like
movies with bats.
Look up animated movies with bats.
Because what does this movie start with?
It starts with some cave paintings, some primordial artwork, and all I said was, damn, this is intense as fuck. Because it basically lays down the groundwork. Groundwork? There was speech impediment? There was speech impediment?
Groundwork.
Groundwork. It goes, there was a thing before, and it's called Hexess. That's my best, like, Maggie voice. Magi. Hexess was put in a tree, and from there, the great evil was put away. Humans and fairies used to live together, but now they are gone. Not the fairy folk, but the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are just giving me quotes from the movie Great Balls of Fire. Stop looking at this! Anyways, so Krista, she's the it girl. She's the fairy.
Krista's the girl, the one that's going to be the next Maggie. Maggie? I hate this word. The next Maggie, because Maggie is this old fairy bitch. Gorgeous dress. She's telling her the story about Hexus and how he ruined the planet with pollution. And the people were there, but now the people are gone. But Krista doesn't want anything to do with it. She goes, Hexus is gone. We locked him up in a tree. It's good. Nothing will ever happen because we the Magi, not the Magi, the fairy folk cannot fuck with it. We don't have the power. It is set in stone. It's a tree. What could possibly go wrong?
And Krista does a big no-no. She goes up, up, up. Above the canopy.
Yes, we see her running around. I love the little blue effect and the green effect. I said, wow, very blue and green. Very lightsaber. But yeah, she goes up into the canopy and she sees the sun. For the first time ever, she is blind.
The sun, a mountain, smoke. She doesn't know anything about these things.
She says, what the fuck is that? And then her friends are down there. They're like, come back down. It's going to get you. And in the background, you see that little bird. And I said, that bird's going to try to eat your ass. And guess what? It tries to eat her ass.
And then she's like, Maggie, what was all this? Was it Hexus?
Like, Maggie, I saw smoke. There was this big rock. And she goes, oh, that's a mountain. It's called Mount Warning.
And she's like, it's not Hexus. He's in a tree.
He's in a tree, Mary. It's fine, girl. Don't cut to 5 minutes ago when Maggie was like, you have to be prepared when Hexus returns. What a gaslighter Maggie is.
Then we have Batty, Robin Williams, as a bat, showing up. Iconic character. He's singing a little song. I didn't know this was going to be a musical.
Me neither. Batty showed up and said, let me tell you about a bat. I'm a bat. And I got electrodes in my... It's like a little cute rap.
It's called Batty Rap.
It's good. I liked it.
Yeah, and like he's like, humans exist. They're experimenting on me.
Look at this. I thought it was a hearing aid.
So that was like, I guess, another like thing they were trying to like push in there was the
animal cruelty,
animal testing.
Mm-hmm.
They were really just trying to.
That was good, but I mean, Legally Blonde, they said it
better. Legally Blonde too.
Mm-hmm. Legally Blonde too. Electric Boogaloo. But also not even like 2 seconds because Batty rolls in and he's like, "Guys, we're in danger." But then Maggie 2 seconds ago was like, "We're fine." Then she moves those trees like fucking Moses in the Bible and goes, Hexus is returning. Maggie, stop lying.
Krista finds these X's on the back of her trees. On the back of the trees, not on the back of her hands.
No, because she's 21 and older, she can get into the concert.
That was a reference to 303 if everyone else picked up on that. X's
on the back of my hands.
Yes.
How did she get from the rain? This is why. Okay, now it makes sense that it's in Australia.
She was flying.
She was booking it because she was 1 second in a rainforest, 2 seconds in the desert, and then 1 second again in the rainforest. But then I realized, now that you said it, it's Australia. And Australia probably is just like,
yeah,
rainforest, kangaroo. Desert, rainforest.
We saw kangaroo cat.
I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it.
So yeah, she's like, what are these? X's on these trees, and we see this guy named Zach painting them on there.
This is his summer job. Deforestation.
Oh my god, I didn't know this was a summer movie.
Oh my god. To me,
it just felt like a springtime movie. Happy beginning of spring.
Happy equinox. No, it's not equinox. It's
solstice.
Happy solstice. No,
it's summer. It is summer solstice.
It's spring equinox. Happy equinox.
It was like today or yesterday or something. I don't know. But yeah, so Zach is this human that's not a good job. Not a good summer job, not a good job ever.
He's kind of a himbo, though, let's be real. Like, I think he's just kind of dumb.
Yeah, for sure. And then, like, he's going to get hit by a tree, so then what does Oh, wait. First, he sprays the tree that Hexus is in. The big scary-ass tree, because he's, like, trying to spray a bug away. Dumbass. He is a himbo, you're right. And then, when he's almost hit by a tree, because he somehow can't hear a tree timbering.
No,
because
he's
going down on yelling timber.
It's because his Walkman. He has his Walkman.
That's right. I just want to make a Kesha reference. But it's going timber, and then she's like, I need to save you. So she says, like, a little spell where she's supposed to say, like, sight.
Yeah, so he can... Because
the sight of a fairy?
Yeah, because I guess fairies in this... Which didn't kind of make sense. Like, fairies have to grant you the ability to see. Which makes sense why we don't see them in real life, because fairy folk are real. Let's talk about that. But they have to give us permission to see them.
Like a vampire.
Like a vampire entering your house, yes. Mm-hmm. But she fucks it up and she says, give him
the size.
And you know what happened next? Mm-hmm. Not this?
Honey, we shrunk our himbo. Yeah.
Honey, the himbo hump. I was trying to think of a word fast enough that sort of...
You just did it.
I just
couldn't do it. So then he's shrunk and he's like, what's going on? And Batty's like, this is a human. Disgusting.
She avatared him. She made him one of the people. Okay. The first reference to Avatar was the deforestation.
I'm sorry, reference to Avatar? Avatar didn't fucking exist.
The first thing Avatar stole.
Avatar stole from Pocahontas and this.
The first thing Avatar stole from Ferengoli was the tree, the tree choppers.
Oh, that's right. There is a big ass tree in that movie.
Yes, yes, and it's sacred to the people. To the people, Mary. There's more than one. I'll tell you when they come. This is the first one, the deforestation machine, the whatever the fuck. And the second one was when she makes him one of the people. He gets into her world, just like Jake Sully got into her world, and then he tree fucked that thing with his hair.
Mm-hmm. Girl, you know I only saw that once, mm-hmm. And I hated it.
And I watch it every 3 months.
So then we have the Tone Loke song.
So, like, so horny.
Zach is like, oh, I must be dreaming. What? And then the iguana Tone Loke is singing a song.
It's a little. At first, I didn't know it was Tone Loke, but I immediately went, he's closer to skin. He's a little too like, hello, darling. Like an old gay man being a drag queen, like, hey, baby.
And then we have the loggers cutting down that Hexus tree. This movie moves very fast. It's so short. Easy breezy beautiful. It's 1 hour and 15 minutes.
I will literally tell you this. Like, I was exhausted yesterday. I saw this movie yesterday. Yesterday being Sunday. Today is Monday when we recorded. I was so exhausted. I was watching it here on my desk. And I said, I know this is going to be a mistake. And I'm going to move to my bed. Mm-hmm. I was in and out of sleep. In and out of sleep. Constantly.
So they cut into the tree, and I said, okay, this is just Venom. It's the symbiote from Venom.
You also said he was a symbiote? Me too. Yeah.
So then that's Tim Curry, and then he does his little musical number.
He's a little Captain Planet villain. He's like, pollution is the way.
Yeah. And then we have Zach carving Krista's name into a tree. Idiot. Stupid.
The trees are sacred to the people. Have we not learned?
It's not clicking, Zach. He's like, what? Idiot. It's like, no, sweetie.
It's romantic. We also have, what's his name? Zach? We have Zach conning Krista saying, because Krista goes, what did all those big X's mean? Does that like protect the trees? And he goes, yeah, that means they're safe.
That's a lie.
They're in danger, girl.
Liza Minnelli, that's a lie. Okay, that was a lie.
She's like, is it magic? And he goes, yeah.
It's that Tyler, the Creator meme where he goes, so that was a fucking lie. So then they arrive at Ferengoli, which is like the name of the thing.
They said the name of the movie.
So it's all one word.
Ferengoli.
But the G is capitalized.
It's like McGuire.
Ferngully.
Or McCoy.
Ferngully.
Diagonally.
So we're supposed to say Ferngully or Ferngully?
I think it's Ferngully.
Ferngully.
Yeah, like the plant and then like a gully.
Ferngully. So Zach meets everyone there. We have a montage. We have this weird montage where they're like kind of falling in love and they kiss. like all of a sudden they're like romantic interests. Like we figured that, but like they kiss and we're like, okay, what? How's this relationship gonna work?
I'm so confused. Why did I write baby? My notes are fucked. I'm in and out of sleep at this point.
Baby, you didn't need to use baby. What?
I don't know.
What is this? A Walkman? His Walkman?
You're scary.
Not the white on. What?
I don't know.
The girlies are fighting. Okay, never mind. They're telling. They're falling in love. That's where we are.
There you go. There we are. Like an avatar.
So they're falling in love. And then this is like the last act of the movie. We're already here. Krista finds out that the humans are not protecting the forest. They are actually destroying it. This was a lie. It was all a lie. They lied.
They lied. And just like in Avatar, this is the other one that he copied. Because what happens? Jake Sully falls in love with what's-her-face. What's the actress's?
Zoe Saldana.
Falls in love with Zoe Saldana's character. They hair fuck. And then he's like, it's fine. The humans are not going to kill your tree. 2 seconds later. That's the tree dying.
Wow. He really did. Fuck James Cameron. Anyways, so then, then we have Hexus, like, taking over the machine, doing his Venom symbiote over there.
I don't know what the hell is that. What the hell? Yes.
And then, there's so much going on. There's a big battle. Baddie saves Zack.
But is this before or after Maggie dies?
I don't know, because I wrote down, did Maggie just die? And, oh, yeah, I said, did Maggie just die? Because she was like, I'm going to sacrifice myself. I said, what the fuck is going on?
Yes, he says, okay, yeah, because I put Maggie's dead. Oop, oh my god. Oh, yeah, yes, okay, so, okay, here's the other thing that they stole, right? So after Jake Sully, Zach gaslights Krista into being like, the trees are fine. What happens next? Maggie sacrifices herself. Maggie, the old bitch, dies.
She should not have just to do like that.
Just like Zoe Saldana's father dies in Avatar.
Oh my god.
So we already have that. And then, what happens? Before that, Maggie gets everyone onto the tree, and they do the little, like, oh, we are the fairy folk, we're gonna save each other. And that is just like an Avatar when Sigourney Weaver is dying. The Maggie of this movie, Sigourney Weaver, dies, and they're over here trying to do the little, like, but she doesn't make it, just like Maggie doesn't make it. And then they chop down the tree.
You were so loud. James Cameron really took the beat sheet from Ferngully and said, let me copy your homework, but change it a little bit.
Hey, can I copy your homework? I'll change it a bit. So we don't get in trouble.
Oh my god. So yes, but Maggie, I said, did Maggie just die? This threw me. I was like, not in this kid's movie.
Maggie fully goes, I saved us all. Good luck.
She's like, remember everything you've learned.
Remember, children. I'm still here.
And then Baddie saves Zach. And now it's just like Robin Williams doing these like impressions. At like war, he's doing this all these different impressions.
This is Robin Williams auditioning for his future roles.
It's just him in the booth going off. And then I said, "Oh my god, no, Baddie!" Because like, didn't he get hurt? He got the shrapnel. The shrapnel.
It hit him.
It hit him, and he fell. And then Zach went onto the leveler. And
I'm just panicking at this point. I'm writing like crazy right now. I don't know what these notes even mean.
Who saves Zach? Pip.
Because
he doesn't love him.
Pip, who? In Avatar, is the guy who's trying to fall in love with Zoe Saldana, and he goes, these white men are dangerous, do not trust them. But then at the very end, he says, we are brothers, Jake Sully, me and you are brothers now, because you are whoever rides that big pterodactyl. You are that person.
And then Zach stops the machine, and it gets rid of Hexus, right? He shifted it off.
He shifted it to Turbo.
We didn't even talk about the workers.
The two gays.
Working the leveler, but whatever. They ran, they're gone. So then, psych! Hexus is now fire. He is now, everything changed when the Fire Nation was attacked.
Literally, he turns into fucking... No, that's Sephiroth. What's the guy in the mountain? And he looks like the devil? Fantasia? What is that? In Fantasia.
I haven't seen Fantasia in years.
The one with the guy that's a bat.
Another bat movie? Is that what I'm thinking of? Then he's fire, right? He is literally fire.
He's fucking fire.
He's on fire. And then Krista remembers Maggie saying, all the magic of creation exists in a single tiny seed.
And this is when Georgia O'Keeffe saves everything because all these fruits look like vaginas.
Well, I know where you were going when you said Georgia O'Keeffe. Yeah, so Maggie in Krista's mind said, pretend it's a seed, okay? So then Krista takes the seed. She gets eaten by hexes with the seed.
Yes, she goes, yes!
And then we're like, oh my god, now Krista died. Now she's dead.
It's fucking over, Barry.
Everyone has died. And then she lives. She is birthed out of this flower.
And he becomes a tree.
Yeah, so then hexes, bye-bye. Krista turns Zach back into a normal size human. She says, remember everything. You need to take this experience.
And tell the humans.
Tell the humans to stop fucking with our land.
But you know what Zach did? Not that. Because where are we? In a climate crisis.
This is all Zach's fault. He does go to those workers and say, we need to change some things.
We're only going to chop down the trees on the east side of the village.
He didn't change anything. But yeah, then that's the end of the movie.
And then at the end it says it's for the frickin' children.
It said it's for our children and our children's children. And do you think the creators of this are happy right now with the state of the world? With the global warming? With the climate change?
IMDb.
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 This one is by Overdog_001. Sounds like James Cameron to me. Written in August 2011. Bad science, bad acting, bad movie.
Wow.
Bad robot. It was actually written by J.J. Abrams. Children will watch just about anything if it's animated. Stop them from watching this one. It is full of so much bad science and outright falsehoods that you owe it to your progeny. Do you mean progeny?
Hey, Google. What does progeny mean?
Progeny is used as a noun to mean a descendant or the descendants of a person, animal, or plant.
Fuck off. Not you, Google.
Children and young.
Hey, Google. Thank you. Stop. No.
Okay, anyways. To protect their little minds. Not since Captain Planet has there been such a blatant effort to use cartoons to brainwash your little ones. The little bit of information that has any truth behind it, it is exaggerated so far that anyone who paid attention in sixth grade science class knows it has to be wrong. It's a rather cute story, and that is the problem. It is not okay to be wrong as long as you're cute. And it is not okay to lie to your children for a good cause. What?
Someone here believes in fossil fuels. And it's not me, Sarah. Not you, Juan.
Okay, someone's into fracking.
The fracking?
Okay, I'm going to read this one that's called Ubuntu Pokemon Inc. May 2015.
Yes.
1 out of 10 stars. Traumatizing. I was forced to watch this movie on the last day of school in third grade. This movie was one of many things that I think messed me up in the head. I see it as a piece of brainwashing. This is what the humans are doing. They are hopelessly destroying the rainforest.
True.
All humans are evil, sick things that love nothing more than... All humans are evil, sick things that love nothing more than to do just that, just of the sort. Look at yourself. This movie should be banned. I ended up beside myself for the entire summer and fall because of this movie. What? You were single because of this movie? No friends? I completely serious. You people have no idea the agony. In reading the comments, I have no idea how anyone could get joy in this movie. I wish you could see it from my perspective.
Agony!
Damn, they were really impressed about this.
They were traumatized. They were beside themselves, Sarah. For the whole summer and fall.
Calm down. We do have some tweets from Emily.
Queen.
Emily, Emily Jean Palmer says, I'm confused by what the animals in the forest are. They're like hybrid bats and squirrels.
Yeah. You know what's confusing? The things that are writing the beetles. What the fuck are those? Snails? Other bugs? Germs?
Beetleborgs. Zach's license says Australia, yet he has the most American accent of all.
This is a summer job.
He was displaced, you know, overseas. Krista's ginger boyfriend needs to realize she's just not that into him. The stereo scene is like me trying to force Brad, her husband, to dance at weddings. I honestly feel like I didn't appreciate this movie as much as I should have when I was little. Such a great message. I'll give it four.
Yeah!
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
What are our final thoughts on? Thank you, Emily.
I think this movie's kind of pretty. I know it's short as shit. Super short. An hour, what do we say, an hour 15? Hour 20? Hour 20 max. Give yourself a taste. You have to restart the movie.
76 minutes. According to Letterboxd.
An hour 16. Alright, so. You can easily fall asleep through this movie. Wake up halfway through part of the scene and be like, yeah, I get what's happening. It's so good. It's such a simple movie. Super cute. Super traumatizing.
Yeah.
That vampire bat goblin thing at the very
end.
But
in a good way. Like a shakes you with like, it's like, wake up.
Like, this could be the reality we live in.
This is the reality we live in, sweetie.
Yeah, it is actually. I'm going to give it a solid, I'm going to say like a 3.7. It's like not bad. It's like not amazing. Did James Cameron rip it off and get like what, Oscars and shit for it?
He needs to pay Diane Young. Diana Young.
I think what he should have done is at his acceptance. Did Avatar win?
Did he donate money to eco places?
No, he probably gave money to the military.
They made the most money out of anything.
Did James Cameron do Transformers?
No.
Okay, I think he gave the money to the military. Perhaps because you know what, that movie is also a little bit of like a.
Yeah.
Military!
It's got that white dude that looks like Jorgen von Strangel.
Yeah.
Who was in Don't Breathe.
He's scary. He's the old man.
He's the old man from Don't Breathe.
Oh, shit, he's scary.
Scary.
But also, is Avatar a little anti-military? Because it's like, y'all kind of killed all these indigenous people. But you know some white folk, like, watching that movie were like, that was their God-given right. They took that, that was their land, and that was their shit, you know?
It's the people writing those reviews. That were like,
this is lies. Sense.
Those are the anti-vaxxers in the chat.
Yeah.
Get out of here, saying.
True.
Anyone who's taken sixth grade science knows that this is. What are you talking about?
They know that trees can grow back.
What are you saying?
Mary, you know how long rainforests have been alive for?
They made a whole cafe based on them.
The cafe is ancient. That crocodile. It's
been around since before you and I, before our time.
Before our time. The land before our time.
Exactly. I'm going to give this a 3.5, I think. I think normally I would just give it a 3 as like an easy, breezy, beautiful movie that's like
fine. You could turn off your brain.
But like, I'm going to give it a half because it has an extra special message.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to bump it up to a 4 just because of that shit they did with the ticket sales and the posters, the recycled paper for the posters,
you know what?
And the packaging.
I also give it a 4 because of that same reason. It deserves that extra credit for going beyond the fact that it produced a film and environmentally affected something in the right way. In the right way.
Are those Disney Earth movies doing that?
No. You know what Moana did? It got everybody to go to Kauai.
No, that movie, those movies where it's like Disney's monkeys.
Disney's whale.
Ocean, yeah. Disney's whale. All those movies, it's like, do they? I think they do actually donate ticket sales. But they didn't print on recycled poster.
No.
They said this poster was printed on whale blubber. For Disney's whale.
Bones. Whale bones.
Whale carcass. We took a beached whale.
The shell of a sea turtle.
Oh my god. All the homeless. You said turtle. I'm thinking of the crabs. The hermit crabs.
The homeless?
All the homeless hermit crabs without a house. Think about them. Think about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they deserve it. Al Gore, an Inconvenient Truth. He probably didn't print his posters on recycled paper because it was too inconvenient.
Al Gore?
Because it was too inconvenient.
Al Gore, who thinks he's like, you know, smart and friendly and does the weather or whatever, is evil.
Wait, we're not talking about the same person.
Who's?
Al Roker? Al Gore.
Al Gore, who ran for presidency against Bush. I know the one now.
Yes, in the hanging chad.
Al Roker.
Whoopsie. Al Roker too. Everyone needs to be held accountable for their carbon footprint. Okay?
Let me tell you.
You were so sure. You were so sure that's who it was. There's no question.
In my head, they're the same person.
Al Gore, who was on the Proud Family. Al Gore, who does the weather.
Who was the wizard. Black magic.
Oh my god. Okay, anyway, so yeah, I'm gonna give it a 4 for that reason. Mm-hmm. Crossing out my 4. Answer, putting a 4.
It's an 8 out of 10. An 8 out of 10 solid movie.
Oh my god. Okay. And now let's give a shout out to the one, the only.
Iris is our podcast artist. She does all our beautiful artwork, except for some of them, but most of them. The artwork that you see now, she did. The artwork you see on the podcast, she did. I mean, on the streams, she did. On the stickers, some of them she did. And you can follow her. Is it environmentally friendly to follow somebody? How much energy do the Instagram servers take up? Oh, God.
I mean... But it would also be helping a trans person, so like,
what's Iris is a trans person. She was born from nature. She's
by the river.
She was born by the river. You can follow her on Instagram. Free of charge. Free of carbon footprint, I believe. Don't quote me on that. At Creamsicle Panda on Instagram and Twitter. You know what's environmentally friendly? Not cash. Paying not in cash is environmentally friendly because paper pays.
But paying with crypto.
But praying to crypto. The Super Dog. Yes. She has her tip jar open on Twitter. You can financially support her through there. Or, just like us, on Patreon, at Creamsicle Panda. And in talking about us...
Hold on, real quick before... I saw this tweet. I think I retweeted on the podcast account, too. That was like, maybe instead of playing the new Harry Potter game that's coming out, like, just donate some money to trans people. Like, take that $60 for the game and, like, pay that to one trans person or, like, multiple trans people. Just a thought.
And you know what? I get it. As someone who grew up on those, like, licensed Harry Potter games that always wanted to play them, and this game does look really pretty and look interesting,
looks
whatever.
Great. Too bad.
Too She's bad. Awful. Too bad. So sad. Do not support her. Please. Please. Christ. I went to Harry Potter Land. Do I feel guilty about it? Yes, severely.
I made you feel guilty.
You did. You said, what the fuck are you doing? And I said, this butterbeer was actually
and
shit.
And what did you just tell me earlier? You said, remember when I went to Disneyland?
Remember when I went to Disneyland and bought one of those little pride pins?
Stupid.
Stupid little
foolish.
Bitch.
Dumb.
Clown.
The clownery.
And have I worn it? No, I almost thought about burning it.
Oh my god. The clownery. Don't be a clown.
I felt prey. I was having too much fun. And you know what? Maybe think before you have fun.
They got you there.
They got me there. They made me feel good. But at what cost? At what cost? Because my happiness is not the happiness of people around me because of them. Because
they
of
really
them.
Took your gay ass money and said, we're gonna donate.
Little do they know, that came from OnlyFans.
So these don't say gay. That came from bottoming. Alright.
I bought them for that cash.
Okay, anyways, you can support us by following us on Instagram.
Oh, I thought you forgot.
On Twitter. I just didn't know if I was going to say at Planet Weird Pod First or the Pod First.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, at Planet Weird Pod.
YouTube.
You can search Podcast from Planet Weird or go to youtube.com/podcastfromplanetweird. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Clips.
Yes. And when we start streaming again, those streams are going to be uploaded there. Yes, we will start streaming. Juan's just busy.
I am so busy.
Such a little busy bee right now.
But guess what? My schedule just severely opened up. Severely.
We're gonna get to streaming again soon. Oh, don't baby. You worry about it.
You have no idea what the fuck is coming. I'm gonna be playing so many games. And you're all gonna sit there and watch and be like, oh, he's so bad at them. And I'm gonna be like, yes, I am.
And yes, we are on Patreon as well, as we talked about at the top of the episode. And if you support us on there, First of all, we appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much.
But also, you get some exclusive stuff. You get like video versions of these weekly podcasts where we're looking at you. Yes, you right there.
I know I don't make eye contact because the monitor's right there. And I always look at the monitor because I'm not used to not looking at myself in the screen because I'm what? Narcissistic.
Yes, yes. And then as you move up, as you pay more, you get other things like those bonus episodes I talked about every month, or even the monthly live stream / game hangout, which Juan has requested that we watch zombies for this first mm-hmm. one.
Can we please?
So $15, the Shrimpy Hive.
Rise up.
Stay tuned in the Patreon on your app.
And who the fuck knows?
Trying to figure out a date.
Maybe at some point I might want to do some crazy art shit and exclusively for those people that pay the $15. I might be crazy because again, what happened? My schedule just severely opened up. Severely. Which means I am free. I can do shit now. I will have freedom to create art for you and for me. Mostly for me. But maybe for you. Maybe for Sam. But definitely for me.
Anyways, so thank you to the people that already support us on Patreon. Mom. That is Aisa Yusuf, Grace Worspawn.
Worspawn!
Alexa Pratt, Emily Palmer, Whitney Harris, Jared Van Leeuwen, Jose Contreras Jr., Enrique Buenrostro.
You want me to say that?
Yeah.
Buenrostro?
Yes. Vo.
Vo.
And Ivy.
Go green, girl.
Ivy, go green. Go green, that's right.
Ivy, I swear to God, if I find out that you don't recycle, come over to your house.
You know she doesn't.
She doesn't recycle because she's a hoarder and she doesn't throw anything away. That's a lie. I'm lying.
He's a lie. He all lies.
just like the people in the comments, I lie.
Merch link in the description. Planet Weird Awards, remember that comes out on the 27th, exclusively on Patreon. If you want to hear Juan doing impressions of all those winners,
oh my god, go listen. No, I can't do it.
Go listen to that bonus episode. Next month, we're gonna be watching stuff exclusively not on Disney Plus because
we hate them right now.
We're pissed right now, and there's currently, I think it ends like tomorrow, the Disney strike,
the walkout.
And because I know we will be doing Disney stuff for May because of the theme that I tweeted out at the beginning of the year, and some of you probably know what that is if you go back and check our tweets from
January. We won't say it. I definitely don't want to know.
It's blank movie May. There's some alliteration. Figure it out. Blank movie May.
Marvel movie May?
God, no.
Oh.
You thought?
Okay, and let me say this. I know. I know, you'll see, that at the end of March and at the beginning of April, is it April or May? Disney is starting to roll out a lot of their Marvel stuff. They're trying to confuse you and get you to watch stuff. If you do so, and I'm going to try to do this, and I will do this, I will donate some money to some trans organizations because I cannot not be the only person who doesn't watch Marvel stuff because I am what a fucking loser and a nerd. Wow. But I will be donating money.
The Owl House, the second half of the season just started, and I haven't watched it yet because
I'll post receipts. I'll post evidence.
I haven't watched it because they don't want to support. I'm at least gonna wait till after the strike, and then I don't know. Hopefully, something will happen within the strike, but we don't know. Anyways, all of this to say, April will be no Disney movies. Everything is on other apps. HBO and Paramount, to be exact. So first, we'll be kicking it off with Kicking and Screaming, the 2005 soccer movie starring Will Ferrell and the little kids.
Okay.
Available on HBO Max. Then we will dive into Hey Arnold, the movie.
Ooh.
Available on Paramount Plus.
Ow, my back.
After that, it's Dr. Dolittle 2 on HBO Max. And then to round out April, we will be watching Zoom, the Tim Allen movie. Ooh. Courtney Cox with the superhero kids.
We have to stand everyone except for Tim Allen in that movie.
Yes, which is also on HBO Max. So everything is on HBO Max except for Hey Arnold, the movie that's on Paramount Plus. Nothing's on Disney.
Though. Isn't it also on Netflix?
Probably not. It's
Nickelodeon.
They kind of got everything over there.
Yeah.
Anyways, hope everyone is doing well.
Stay safe, guys. There's a new variant coming. She is coming.
Oh, Lord, she's coming.
you guys just remember, masks help. Make sure that you're vaccinated. If your family members are not vaccinated, what's the first thing you do? Yell at them.
Don't be those bitches at Savers wearing no masks.
Don't. Okay, as someone who wears their mask for 12 hours a day sometimes, 12 hours, 12 hours nonstop. Sometimes I do a full day nonstop until I eat, and I eat in my car or somewhere far away from everybody else. You can do it.
I could wear one when I sleep if I want to.
It'd be so uncomfortable, but I could also try it.
I don't even think it'd be
that. I've slept with worse things inside of me. On me, sorry.
Okay. Anyways, take care of the planet as much as you can, y'all. That's what we can take away here.
And if you're, I know some cities don't recycle, like the city of Mesa had a thing.
Oh, yeah, they cut back on recycling.
Yeah, like just do your best. If that means like you learn to upcycle things, upcycle. If that means
you have to like eat a water bottle,
do it.
You've had to take one.
You have to, what the turtles have been doing for days, you have to have been doing for at least 1 minute.
Mm-hmm. Those soda things.
The whack one. Things. Feel it.
Shove Learn it down pain. Your throat, okay?
Learn what it feels like. Disclaimer, please don't do that.
We're joking.
This is a joke. This is a comedy podcast. We make laughs.
A little joke.
A little har-har.
All right, and with that, fuck James Cameron.
How about that?
Goodbye.